All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Welcome in, friends, to the Eric Zane Show podcast. We have begun on this, the 12th of March. From the Impact Power Sports Studio, thank you so much to Impact Power Sports for being part of the program and supporting. And they bring you the studio. They're like in charge of it. All right. I'll be joining them coming up this weekend, Saturday, at the outdoor show at DeVos Place. So glad you are here. Good group. Thank you so much. ImpactPowerSportsMI.com is their website. They're along 14 Mile Road in Rockford, Michigan. We are joined by members of the trivia winning team known as Lucky Paws. That consisted of these five babes. Maureen, Stevie, Megan, Sarah, Rook, Ruck, Roosh, and Pooh Bear. They joined me at City Brewing. Is that the name of the place? In Grand Rapids for this trivia contest with the Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance. It was a fundraiser. It was a good time. My job was simple. Read the questions. Congrats to the ladies. They dominated throughout. And I think they only cheated one time. You didn't know that I knew that. But there was a moment when one of the members of Lucky Paws actually cheated. They asked Siri for help on a question and totally cheated. And I would expect nothing but that. I mean, it seemed to me like everyone in that crowd was cheating. It's like more people were on their phones throughout that damn game. And that's just the way we like it. I don't know how we didn't have five perfect scores, or I should say 13 perfect scores. It was 13 teams played. Rebecca says, if you're not cheating, you're not trying hard enough. But honestly, what fun is that? Why? I don't understand. But as soon as you can tell that there's another person cheating, you're like, you're going to do it. I don't think it mattered, though. The ladies for Lucky Paws, they only cheated on one question, and they won by more than 1 point. They dominated. Good for you. That's a nice place. I like it there. I'm going to try to get them on the podcast. The guy, Ed, runs a show over there. I'm going to try to get him on. Patrick says that cheating at trivia sucks. I think there was a lot of cheating going on. Of course, this was a fundraiser. You know, each person $10 or bring in 10 pounds of dog food or pet food, whatever. So, whatever, you know, no big deal. And the prizes were all donated from various businesses. So you're going to... And one of them was cannabis. I'm like, I cannot believe that the ladies didn't choose cannabis. Because I'm pretty sure every single one of them partakes. I take it back. I can't say that for sure. Stevie, yes, I know that. Maureen, yes, I know that. And I can't say for sure about anybody else. Well, Pooh Bear, I don't think she does. Megan does not. Stevie says that the ordering system was awful. I don't understand that. Like how you do it, I guess. How you get the cannabis. But they did awesome. That was a good time. I'm standing there, and while I'm reading into this microphone, I notice that this microphone has a tendency that if my volume, like if I increase the volume of my voice, if I project just a little bit more, the microphone cuts it off. So the like what's coming out of the speakers, if I'm reading a question, it just stops. It's silent. It has like a self-muting system, like if I start to drive the microphone a little too hard. So I realized that I needed to keep it more even keel, which was a challenge because my voice usually varies quite a bit when I'm speaking. It was kind of like a, it was the kind of mic you might get with like a karaoke setup, you know, one of those cheapos. It definitely wasn't like an Electro Voice RE20 like this, but no big deal. So I like, all right, I'll adjust with that. No big deal. The guy who leaves, who owns a place, he leaves. Then I'm getting ready to start the last round of questions, and the batteries completely go out. So I unscrew the thing. It takes two AA batteries. I go to the guy who works. I go, hey, you got any AA batteries? No. Oh, fuck. Now it's time for the paper airplane contest. We do the paper airplane contest. I'm just yelling. It worked, though. Now I still have a whole set of these questions to read for the final round of questions. And if I have to yell, I could tell just by yelling during the paper airplane contest that it was hugely stressful. It was going to fry my voice. And it's a long, long room. And people would have a hard time hearing. It would be a drag. I don't know if you know this. I figured this out. That if you take batteries, I think I was able to get the most juice out of them as possible by taking them out and changing them to the other side and spinning them somehow. Somehow that worked. And I kept shutting off the mic every second I could to milk the last bit of life out of that. And then with about three questions to go, the dude who was in charge, he goes, I found some batteries. And he gave me a set of fresh ones. I'm like, oh, fantastic. My God, thank you. And we made it. We made it. I don't think I did anything embarrassing. No, I did. I did do something embarrassing. I did. Jason Terry is there, or was there, him and his lovely wife. Now, I've had dinner with his lovely wife and Grayling and Jason. I've been to their house. She's walking up to say hi, and I said to Jason, I go, what's your wife's name again? He kind of looks at me. He goes, Megan. I'm like, oh, fuck. Shit. And then she comes up, and I go, hi, Megan. And she goes, hi, how are you? I go, just wonderful. It's good to see you. I go, are you a teacher? Now, why I asked that, I don't know. I should have just said, it's nice to see you. But I asked her her occupation. She said, no. Oh, no, I'm not a teacher. I'm a nurse. I go, a nurse? Yeah, a nurse, of course. A nurse. Happy nursing. Why do you have to do that? Why can't you just say, good to see you? I had already gotten the name from Jason. So he knows that I forgot the name, but she doesn't know that I forgot the name. All you got to do is say, hi, Megan, it's good to see you again. And that's that. But no, aren't you a teacher? No, dick. I'm a goddamn nurse. Fuck. But it was good to see her. She's pretty as a picture. Jason looks like a dude. Jason looks like he's really growing the lettuce out. I mean, this dude looks like he's living in a cabin with his roommate, the Unabomber. Intense beard. Really intense hippie beard. They were there. Thank you to them for coming out. It was a great fundraiser for Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance. And Jeremy quotes the old drop from the old show, nurses are people you can have anonymous sex with. brainless sluts. Now, I don't feel that way, but that's what that drop said. The drop machine will be back Thursday, according to Ben Glaze, for a Thursday edition of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. That is the rumor. That's what he says, actually. So I'm excited about that. We will start a Big Fraud Thursday for tomorrow. That is the 13th of March with Who Are These Free Beers? Show number 48. And then we'll follow that up with the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, where we will be reviewing the August of 1995 Z93 Saginaw Rock and Blues Festival audio video. Dark-haired EZ, drunk as hell. No, I take it back. No, I was definitely drunk because I didn't stop drinking until June of 96. This was August of 95. So there was still some wind in my sails. I hadn't yet completely alienated my wife, who gave me the ultimatum. I'm not living with a drunk. You better pick booze or me. Uh-oh. That's how that went. All right. What was I going to say? Okay, so that's coming up Thursday. Looking forward to that. Make sure you sign up for free to my Patreon to enjoy that show. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 7 days free. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. You do have to put in a payment form like a credit card or whatever, or debit card. But if you cancel it right after you do it, you still get the 7 days, and then I won't charge you at the end of the 7 days. But then you're like, well, EZ, what if I still want it? Well, then you just go back in and re-enable your card because that's still on file. I don't see it. You and the pay provider does. And you re-enable your card, and then I'll charge you $5 or $10 a month. Go with the 10 because you're getting the video there and the live streams and the Zoom. Now, I'm going to introduce a brand new element to Who Are These Free Beers tomorrow. In addition to the updated Kelly Cheese Crispy R's Supercut, I'm introducing a concept known as Steve's Echo Effect. Steve has a tendency, when there's a joke that he finds funny, during rather than just laughing, he will say the punchline again. Like, for example, I refer to when Freebeer fucks up a word as Freebeer brain tumor talk. The idea being that he's got a brain tumor and it's making his brain fuck up and talk like an idiot or missay words or misspeak or whatever, scramble words. If Steve were to do the echo effect, if he heard me say and found it funny that I call it Freebeer's brain tumor talk, Steve would laugh, and then he'd go, brain tumor talk. He'd echo it. And I've been waiting for enough examples of this to be able to show you, illustrate for you this exact thing. So I have three examples of Steve's echo effect. He does it all the time, but I just started paying attention enough, like it caught my ear, and I was like, I'm going to start saving these of him doing that echo effect. So that'll be fun. And yet another thing for us to hang our hat on when it comes to the fun that we have during Who Are These Free Beers. Okay. Molly is here. Welcome to you. And I see Stevie as well, Jeremy, Sarah Rookruck-Roosh, and on we go on this edition of the show. Now, I want to share with you this. There's a baseball team, the Seattle Mariners, and they're playing spring baseball. You know, the spring training baseball or the whatever the fuck it is, Cactus League or Grapefruit League, depending on what you're watching. As Yankees suck is here. That is what the guys in Ontario. Isn't your name Kevin? Kevin in Ontario, Canada? Tell me if I'm getting that right. It's been a while since I've seen you here. Please tell me it's Kevin. If I remembered that, what an amazing pull that would be by me, considering I don't remember anything. I know you're in Ontario. Oh, my God, I'm 100% right. He said, absolutely, I'm up in James Bay. Now, this is an audience member, before I get into what I was going to talk about with the baseball thing. He is, you know, in the land where this whole, where Trump started this trade war. And Ontario is in the news because the guy who runs Ontario, what's his name? Something Ford. He's related to the other fucking dead Ford guy. I think he is. He said he's going to charge 25% for the electricity to the U.S., Minnesota, and Wisconsin after in response to Trump and the tariffs. And then Trump said, fuck you. Doug Ford, that's the guy. Trump said, fuck you. I'm now doubling down. Today was supposed to be the day that Trump was charging a 25% tariff on aluminum and steel. Trump said, all right, we haven't even started that. This is yesterday. Now it's 50%. Now you get a 50% tariff because you are charging the U.S. 25% more for the electricity to those three states. And all of America is like, no, oh my God. And the 401ks went crazy yesterday. It kind of came back late, but it was still lost almost 500 points on the Dow. Well, Doug Ford backed down. He removed the... It worked. It fucking worked. Oh, my God. Trump agreed to not make it a 50% tariff, and the 25% is still in play. He also agreed to not talk anymore, at least for a while, at least till the next time he gets pissed off, to say that the U.S. wants Canada. Like, join us and you get no tariffs. You know, he wants all their trees up there. Oh, my God. What a shit show. Kevin in James Bay says, I have a feeling none of the tariff shit sticks. Well, I don't know, but the one did start today. Aluminum and steel. If he had stayed with the 50%, it would have shut down the Canadian version of the auto industry because of that. Kevin in James Bay, Ontario says, when I am up, where I am up here is on an indigenous reservation. Everything is already pricey, but nothing changes for us. The rest of Canada is hurting, though. I was just in Toronto for 2 weeks, and things are inflated beyond belief. Wife and I saw it going on in real time. Yeah, it is very interesting, to say the least. All right. So do you, like, live off the land up there? I'm sure a lot of people do in James Bay. I couldn't even tell you where that is. I kind of want to see it as we speak on a map. Ontario map. Okay. Oh, it's not as far up as I thought it would be. I mean, you're about the same. Oh, no, wait a minute. I take it back. There's more than one? How can that be? All right. Check this out. This is what I see on my end. You got, there's, see, I just typed it in there, and there's James Bay here. There's James Bay there. There's James Bay just to the east of North Bay. But then you go way up. I think that must be where you're at. My God. Holy shit. Yeah, you're clubbing seals, man. Fuck. An island by Moosonee. Gotta take Polar Bear Express or a charter flight to get here. Oh, my God. Man, what the fuck? What would cause you to go up there? Did you chase a chick to go up to James Bay, Ontario? Or was it work? Are you, did you have to get out of Dodge like Jesse Pinkman? What would cause you to go up that far north? Well, anyway. Wife's dad gave us a house, and it's next to nothing property tax. Well, as long as you're happy. You know, I can't really figure out what there is to do for entertainment. If you're, like, cool with, like, staying in, chopping wood, hunting, fishing, which a lot of people are, farming, maybe doing some birding. Tyler with is your quote-unquote wife's dad, a vacuum repair shop owner. If you know that reference, you know that reference. It's a great reference. That guy who was the vacuum repair shop owner is dead. He played the vacuum repair shop owner. He's dead in real life now, I think. I forget his name. All right. Well, anyway, back to what I was talking about before Kevin in James Bay, Ontario, checked in. Baseball announcer Rick Riz. Rizzes, R-I-Z-Z-S. He was the guy when Bo Schembechler fired Ernie Harwell. He took over, and everybody hated him, and they ended up bringing Ernie Harwell back. He's an older dude now. Definitely not old enough to be enduring this. He got fucked up yesterday. I don't have video of this, but I have audio. Rick Riz is in the booth, and some dude hits a foul ball, and it hits him in the head at 108 miles an hour. At first, I thought it was his face, but he turned away, but didn't dodge completely, and the ball bashed his brains in. I have audio from that moment. This is how it sounded during the game.
On Hoskins, now the set by Vargas. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul.
Okay. You heard him. He said foul, and then it hits him, and you actually hear a death rattle.
Here's the pitch, swinging a foul,
right there.
Did it get you?
That is the death rattle, and then the color commentator goes, "Did it get you?" And oh, it got him. He's fucked up. He's like that trucker in East LA during the Rodney King riots.
Foul.
Did it get you?
Okay, now he's on the ground. His brain juice is leaking out of his ear at this point.
On Hoskins, now the set by Vargas. Here's the pitch. Swinging a foul.
Did it get you?
Okay, and this is, like I said, he's about 78. He's fucked up.
Oh, man. Hit me in the head.
Did it get you?
Yeah.
This is great. He's still on mic. Yeah, it got me.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll come.
Like Rick's dead. We're going to take a break.
Back. We'll come back right after this.
Okay. I want to hear the rest of this.
Here's what happened. A ball came up to our booth, and Rick got hit. He got hit in the head. Tried to get out of the way. We did our best, and doing okay. He's fine.
No, he's not.
He's up. He's next to me. He's doing okay. So he's being checked out. Just a scary situation. So, but.
God. Holy shit, I gotta hear it again.
On Hoskins, now the set by Vargas. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul.
Did it get you?
Oh, I shouldn't be laughing at this. But oh, man.
Did it get you?
Yeah.
So bad. Tyler with, he went from puking on the mic to actually puking from head trauma. You asshole. Holy shit. Tyler's on a roll. He says, what would have made this amazing is if the batter was Nick Castellanos, the baseball harbinger of death.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
Wow. Whew. Yoda World says it sounded like somebody falling down the steps. Hey, that's right. It's a 3-2 pitch.
On Hoskins. Now the set by Vargas.
Yeah, he is a puker, big time.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul.
Did it get you?
Okay, they updated his condition, and it was kind of vague, but I think he's okay. My God, that's rough. I don't think I've ever hit my head so hard that anything really bad has happened. I'm always thinking about people who sustain head injuries. Isn't there like a, I don't know if it's 100% proven, but you're increasing your risk of ALS. You know, like Lou Gehrig. Lou Gehrig invented that disease, you know. It didn't exist. And then his brains got bashed in so many times by pitches, and that was at a time when they didn't wear batting helmets. It destroyed his noodle so bad that he invented his own disease. And what's crazy is there had to have been someone prior to him who got their brains bashed in, who also developed that disease. And they didn't think up any name for that. I mean, you got to figure that whatever year it was that Lou Gehrig got his brains bashed in and then got Lou Gehrig's disease, or whatever they called it, disease that puts you paralyzed. There had to have been people before him who had terrible things happen to them, and then the next thing you know, they're losing their mobility, and then they're dead. I'll have to look that up, the long, rich history of ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease. Yankees sucks, as they just called it, Waterhead. That's ridiculous. My beloved stepmother, Joanne, her stepdad, Smith, or Schmitty. Smitty, that's what we called him, Smitty. Not Schmitty, Smitty. He had that. And I don't know how he got it or how many times he bashed his brains in. But when I met the guy, it was already worked. It worked its way through his entire body. It went as far as it could go. It went all the way up to his neck. He could still blink. His eyes could still move. And his lips could still move. And he could still speak. He could not breathe. He had a machine that would pump the air in and out, and at the appropriate moments, he could speak. He managed to be able to do that. Such a bummer. And the thing is, kind of like with Stephen Hawking, how it kind of ravaged his body, and then it said, all right, see you later, I'm done. And then he lived for like a long time. That's a bummer, man. Seriously. I think that it should be, because it's undefeated, too. There isn't anybody who's ever, like, beaten it. And it might be the worst if you look at what ALS does to people. You know? And whenever you hear about somebody who's diagnosed with it, before things get bad, they'll say, I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to win. And everybody's kind of like, boy, I don't know if you are. I don't know, man. I don't know if I could do that. You know, I might say, hey, before I lose my mobility, let's go on a trip to Zion National Park so I can climb Angel's Landing one more time. And, I mean, you're on top of the world when you do that. And then you're looking down what looks to be about 90 miles to the canyon below. I mean, it's so far down, it would take like an hour to free fall down. That's how far down it is. Like, I want to do that, you know? All right, see you later. It's so bad that when you go down there, a lot of times you're like, well, we're just going to wait until the buzzards take care of him. We're not even going to bother getting his body. Aram says this podcast is making me want to cry. It is so sad. No, it's not. It's hysterical. Are you kidding me? You got the weirdest sense of humor ever. It's starting with the fact that you think I'm funny. All right. Where was I? How the hell did I get there? Oh, baseball announcer. Jesus, that poor guy. Absolutely terrible. Last night was a little bit weird for Pooh Bear and I. They're, you know, honestly, it's nights like last night that I'm like, you know, a nap is in my future. Because Darla had to go outside three times. Wakes us up. Good. I mean, I'm glad she did that. Cried at the door. Gets up, cries at the door. All right, yeah, let's do it. But one of the times, I don't know what brought it on, but her need to go to the bathroom also caused a rebellion in her system while she was in the bed. And it caused such a disruption that Pooh Bear, I wrote down the quote, why do we do this? And I figured she was talking about, you mean like crash with the dogs in the bed. Why do we do that? And she says, yeah. And after I asked for clarification, she says, yeah, why do we do this? I mean, seriously, this affects our sleep. And I'm like, yeah, I know. And this time around, it's really bad. It's really, really gross. Darla has that anal gland issue. And it doesn't smell like feces. It's a bad chemical smell. And it's once it hits you, it like doesn't want to leave. It's one of the oddest, most disruptive odors. It's not quite skunk. But, I mean, because skunk is just ridiculous, you know, and it stays forever. And in just a little bit of it, you can smell it from miles away. So it's not anything like that. But, yeah, it's just a weird thing. And it's you have to come to grips with the fact that it's left her asshole. All right? And it could be anywhere. It could be on me. It could be on the sheets. It could be in my mouth. It could be anywhere. I've never seen how it like leaves the dog. Is it just kind of like sitting there on the asshole, or is it shooting out like, you know, high pressure? I don't know. Great description, Tyler. Metallic fishy shit juice is a fantastic descriptor. Metallic fishy shit juice. That is great. That's what happened. And so the second that she's at the door, I get up and then I'm like, okay, we have two things going here. Dog has to go out and that smell. Danny's like, oh my God, it smells. Jesus, fuck, shit. Throw open the window, put the fan in the window. And but it's like no use. You know, I'm trying to pump in the fresh air. I'll let the dog out, come back upstairs, get in bed. And I'm like, what the fuck? That woke us up from a stone cold sleep. And then I don't even remember when, but there was another time that she had to go out too. It's all a haze. Holy shit. Man, and then I get in here to start the radio show on Q100. And there's another technical issue. And I'm not even awake. I call the guy who can fix it from a stone cold sleep. And so two people who can barely function are communicating to each other about how the radio station is having problems. And long story short, it was a pain in the ass. But I had to sit here and do my thing. It was so odd. That's like the second out of 3 days that there's been problems with the radio station. My God. But, all right, no big deal. We got through it. I imagine the dogs will not be sleeping anywhere but on the bed. That's kind of a thing. It's not going anywhere. It's not going to change. All right. As always, this show, it opens up not only on Twitch, but on Facebook and YouTube. Now, if you want the full show uninterrupted, you have to go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. That's twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Head over there and follow the page, subscribe to it, and you can get the whole show uninterrupted. Link up the page with your Amazon Prime, and then you get it commercial free. Otherwise, you got to sit through the commercials. That's the way it goes. But for you folks on Facebook and YouTube, I appreciate you checking it out. Don't forget to head over to Twitch and join me for my second podcast every day on Patreon, along with Who Are These Freebeers and the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast coming up on a Big Fraud Thursday. But for now, thank you so much, and bye-bye. All right, they are gone. Open and live stream of the show brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. They also take care of my Twitch stream, my Facebook page. They are awesome. 616-532-6600. That's 616-532-6600 to get your vehicles repaired at Irvine's. Every single one of you is going to have problems at some point with your car. If you are in West Michigan, Think about taking the car to Irvine's. They have free loaner cars for you to take advantage of so that nobody has to cart you around. Their website is ervines.com. That's ervines.com. 616-532-6600. The Grand Rapids Gold basketball team. They play Saturday, and I'd like you to go. Get a pair of tickets, get four tickets, get eight tickets, whatever. It's affordable family fun from a ticket standpoint. It might not be when it comes to the concessions on a Saturday, but they do not control the concessions. Thursday and Fridays, you've got $2 beers, $2 dogs. But this is a Saturday game. It's Space Jam night with the Grand Rapids Gold. Go to NBAGrandRapids.com for tickets. NBAGrandRapids.com for tickets. All right. So a little bit more about the big trade war. Trump decides to hold off on doubling the tariffs on Canadian metals. After Doug Ford in Ontario said, all right, I will suspend the electricity price hikes. How this is going to affect the markets, I don't know. Let's check it out now. Taking a shit again. It came back a little bit yesterday. It finished down north of 400 today. What time did they start today? 9 a.m.? Yeah. And since then, it's taken a dump. They're down 312 points already. Who knows? Who knows why? If it's just jitters again or Trump opened up his mouth again. So there you go. Trump pulls back on doubling that. Meanwhile, the drop might have to do with the European Union. They are now getting involved. Now, I couldn't even tell you what nations are in the European Union. European ones, whatever. They are now retaliating with trade action retaliatory trade actions against the U.S. New duties on industrial and farm products. And that is because of today's 25% increase in tariffs on all steel and aluminum. So all steel and aluminum coming into the U.S., there's a 25% charge to get it even into the U.S. So here's what the European Union is doing. I think it's going to cost you more to buy beef, whiskey, and motorcycles. I take it back. The EU measures will cover goods from the United States worth 26 billion euros or $28 billion. Not just... also, textiles, home appliance, and agricultural goods, motorcycles, bourbon, peanut butter, and jeans will also be hit as they were during Trump's first term. The EU duties aim for pressure points in the U.S. while minimizing additional damage to Europe. EU officials have made clear that the tariffs, which are taxes on imports, are aimed at products made in Republican-held states, such as beef and poultry from Kansas and Nebraska and wood products from Alabama and Georgia. Spirits producers, who before tariffs were first introduced in 2018, enjoyed zero tariff trading in both the U.S. and Europe, have in essence become collateral damage in the dispute over steel and aluminum. So the EU move is done to make these Republican states and their industries uncomfortable, which they will then bang on the door of the Rand Pauls of the world and say, this is fucking killing us. That's the way it goes. Again, all of you losers decided that this was your guy, even though I tried to explain to you the problems with Trump. But you didn't listen. Everybody knows that Kamala Harris would have been a much better president, and we would not have had this problem. And Kamala Harris doesn't want to change the name of the Gulf of Mexico. She doesn't want to take over Iceland. She doesn't want to take over Greenland. She doesn't want to take over Canada, and she doesn't want to take over the Panama Canal. I would rather at this point have a president doing nothing like Kamala Harris would be doing than Trump doing all of this shit and chaos. I'll take lackluster over crazy 10 out of 10 times. But you pieces of shit had to have your Trump. Stevie says Kamala would have been 1,000% better. Well, I don't know if she would have been better, but she would have been, she would have done nothing. Which, honestly, that would be a lot better. If any one of you after 2 months is going, it's so much better now here, you're fucking crazy. Kyle says that Kamala Harris would have been 1,000% drunk. Fine by me. I'm all for that. It was all because you stupid cocksuckers wanted no more Mexicans in America. That's all. That's all that you are worried about. So Trump comes in, he promises no more Mexicans, which means all the people that have the jobs that Americans don't want will not be filled. All right. Basically, the backbone of the country, doing all the shitty jobs, putting on roofs, building homes, cultivating our crops, getting us our food. Yeah, sure, all those people are gone, so now we don't have any more of those things. And the people that run those businesses, those farms, and those building companies, they now have to hire people and pay top dollar, which means we're all going to pay more. So thanks, dicks. But you got all your Mexicans kicked out. I would say leave all those people alone. It's worth it. It's okay to have a few psychopaths, rapists, and drug dealers. I'm okay with increased fentanyl into the U.S. as long as I get my green beans. But you assholes had to go and get rid of all the Mexicans. And now look what you have. A zero balance on your 401k. Way to go, dicks. My God. If you had Harris in there, all you would have had was her just doing nothing. Status quo, which is a lot better than what we have now. I don't give a shit what you say. I cannot believe you all voted for this. How could you possibly do that? My God. Young Adam Schwab says, I cannot believe that the guy who said immigrants eat cats and dogs during a debate won the presidency. Patrick says, mine is doing just fine, big fraud. The stock market does this. It will be okay. Well, you better hope so, and it's not fine. Quit lying. You've taken a big hit, and you know it. Everybody has. Don't tell me you haven't taken a hit. The fuck? All right. Molly says, what about when he made fun of disabled people? No, that was cool. Molly says that was bullshit. No, I like that part. That was actually, I would vote for him for that. So that's not a problem. You can't say that that's a problem. That's actually hilarious. All right. So another day, another lost dollar. Joe Martinez, he's a small business owner and a Mexican. Well, he's an American. He was born in America, but he's Mexican heritage, you know. Trump is probably going to try to push him out of the country at some point and his lovely family. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.